Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Hello, everyone. My name is Valencia Scott. I am part of Turning Leaf Ministries, and the title of my show is called The Ties That Unbind. I talk about alcohol, drugs, molestation, abuse, and all those type of things. So that's why the name of my show is called The Ties That Bind. So the things that I will be talking about today will be the wise teacher. I will be giving out scriptures and everything. I hope I have enough time to do it in 30 minutes. And this one of the lessons that I taught on the prayer line the other day, and I think it's a really good lesson because a lot of people think they're a teacher and God has not called everyone to be a teacher. So I'm going to break down a few things. And before we get started, I'm going to say a little prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as humble as I know how. Father God, I repent of anything I've done today that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray to touch everyone that's listening in, Father God. I pray that I say something to encourage or help another person, Father God. I pray that you remove Valencia out the way, Father God, and have your way in me, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And the wise teacher, James 3 and 13, key verse. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom, which is James 3 and 13. James devotes most of chapter 3 to the tongue and how uncontrollable, evil, and damaging it could be. In 1 and 26, James mentioned the importance of controlling the tongue. In chapter 3, he develops the theme, associating it with the responsibility for teaching. The potential influence of what a teacher says make it especially important for the teacher to exercise control. In 1 Timothy 1, 3 and 7, Paul addressed the situation of false teachers who were promoting controversies rather than God's word. Some churches take responsibilities for teaching far too lightly. Faced with the challenge of recruiting volunteers to teach, leaders may have a tendency to accept as children, as church school teachers, anyone who is willing. Most often, the willingness stems from a desire to serve. However, the volunteer's gift may lie in another area. Even the gifted volunteer does not always receive effective teacher training. In a few cases, volunteers may be seeking an opportunity to promote themselves and gain recognition. Even for those who are gifted, called, and prepared to teach, the responsibility must not be taken lightly. In today's scripture, we learn that when a person accepts the responsibility of teaching, he or she also accepts accountability to God and carrying out the task. Not every Christian should teach. James 3:1-2. Not many of you should become teachers, my brother and sisters. For you know that we who teach will be judged with great strictness, for all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. Many of the scattered Jewish Christians were seeking to become teachers in their congregations. Concerned about this, James warns that God holds teacher in a higher level of accountability. False teaching was a problem then and remains a problem today. For example, in 1997, false teaching convicted 39 people to kill themselves in anticipation that a UFO would come and take them to heaven. James was not writing to cults. He addressed his letter to many brothers and sisters, fellow Christians. There are teachers who teach that the cause of sickness, poverty among Christians is a lack of faith. Those who believe this never experience peace or joy in their relationship with Christ. because they are constantly trying to earn health and wealth by naming and claiming healthy bodies and possessions that they may never receive. As long as they are focused on self-gratifications, they will not discover the richness of being servants of Christ or denying themselves and taking up the cross of Christ. There are others who are not necessarily teaching false doctrines, but their teaching is shallow and uninspired because the teaching is not what God has gifted them to do. James says that the teacher will be held in strict accountability for teachings that robs God's people of growing in Christian maturity. Paul writes about the gift God has given to the church, Romans 12:3-8. Again, that's Romans 12:3-8. Also, 1 Corinthians 12 and Ephesians 4:11-16. He describes the gifts as being equally important in the life of ministry of the church. It was he who gave some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:11-13. Again, that is Ephesians 4:11-13. When the church emphasizes the importance of one gift over another, it creates the culture in which some will be attracted to those areas that receive the highest visibility and acclaim. Teaching is one of those high visible areas of ministry. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its works. Ephesians 4:16. Again, that is Ephesians 4:16. As the church shapes its culture to model this truth, there will be less temptation for the ungifted to seek teaching roles. The mark of perfection, that we all make many mistakes, is a consistent theme in the Bible. For there is no one who does not sin. 1 Kings 8:46, again, that is 1 Kings 8:46. There is no one who is righteous, not even one. Romans 3:10, again, that is Romans 3:10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1:10. Again, that is 1 John 1:10. James continues in verse 2. Anyone who makes no mistake is speaking is perfect. Emphasis added. According to James, the sins of the tongue are so difficult to avoid that a person who can master his or her tongue can exercise control over every other temptation. Perfect does not mean a person is without sin, but that he or she is a mature Christian. The Greek word for perfect and constant was the mentary of the Gospel of Matthew. William Barclay explains the Greek idea of perfection is functional. A thing is perfect if it fully realizes the purpose for which it was planned and designed and made. A man is perfect if he realizes that the purpose for which he was created and sent into the world. But then, this definition of perfect, we can conclude that when one fully understands and they fit into God's purpose, there will be no need to boost, promote oneself, speak when listening is in order, seek recognition, or impress others with one's knowledge. Like Paul, we must keep pressing on toward the goal. Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold on me. Philippians 3:12. Again, that is Philippians 3:12. James 3:3-12. James 3:3-12. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies, or look at ships, Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder. Wherever the will of the pilot directs, so also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts a great exploit. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of inquiry. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species or beast and bird or reptiles and sea creatures can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But no one can be tamed the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and the Father, and with it we curse those who made in the likeness of God. For the same mouth came blessings and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives, or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. Have you ever caught yourself saying something in unkind remarks, repeating gossip, divulging something shared with you in confidence, or arguing over a relative and significant point and wishing you could rewind and start over again? James used two vivid illustrations to contrast our ability to control our tongues: a small bit that controls a large horse, and a rudder used to steer a ship. The bit in the mouth of the horses is controlled by the reins in the hands of the rider. The rudder of the ship is controlled by the captain steering. In both cases, someone is in charge. Often we say something on the impulse that we wish we could unsay. There is no deliberate decision to be unkind or untruthful. On the other hand, neither is there a deliberate decision to avoid irresponsible speech. A horse with a rider can run amok, destroying property and life. A ship without an attentive captain can hit other craft or obstacles in its path. A tongue that is not controlled by the discipline of God's indwelling spirit can cause irreparable damage. James compares an undisciplined tongue with a tiny spark that can start a blazing fire. Just a blazing forest fire can be set by a tiny spark. A life can be destroyed by the tongue. In 1994, a white South Carolina mother, Susan Smith, told the police a black man carjacked her and kidnapped her two children. As a result, law enforcement authorities launched a nationwide search for a black man who fit the description the mother has given them. Her accusation stirred racial tension and wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars on the search for the kidnappers. The woman was later charged with murdering her two children. It was hard to be black in this week. It was hard to be black this week in Union, Hester Booker said. The whites acted so different. They wouldn't speak. They looked at you and they reached over and locked their doors, and all because the lady lied. Jane's description of the tongue's inconsistency is renunciable of Paul's dilemma. No matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Romans 7:18-25. Again, that is Romans 7:18-25. James writes, no one can tame the tongue. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. Paul answered this dilemma when he wrote, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, he has set you free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2. Again, that is Romans 8:2. Just as the fig tree does not produce olives and the grapevine does not produce figs, the spirit-controlled Christian does not produce poisonous speech. A Christian yields to the Holy Spirit, who seeks to mold us in the image of Jesus Christ. speech that blesses will increase in speech that curses will decrease. We can expect our tongues to be brought under control of God's spirit when we seek to live according to our new nature. James 3:13-18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but it's earthly, unspiritually, devilishly. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and weakness in it of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrites. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in the peace for those who make peace. Although not necessarily called to teach in a structured setting, all Christians teach by the way they represent Christ in their daily life. Parenting is one area in which the Christian teaching role is critical. What are some other areas in your daily living in which you are teaching others about Jesus Christ? To what extent would you judge your life and speech to be accurate lesson to others among the character of Christ? And the word that I just brought forth was about the wise teacher. And I wrote down a lot of scriptures, and first we talked about the tongue. The second part we talked about was desire to serve. Then the next part we talked about the assigned teachers. The next thing we talked about, teaching and mature Christians. The next thing we talked about was press. And the next thing we talked about was speaking blessings, not cursing. And the next thing we talked about, do not envy and selfishness. And the last thing we talked about was listen to wisdom. So that was a whole lesson. So if you want to get some key points, you can replay this, because it's a lot of information, it's a lot of scriptures. And the main thing I get out of this lesson about the wise teachers, about what come out of our mouth. We kill ourselves off a lot of times by what we speak. I have learned that you could speak sickness onto yourself, that you can curse yourself, you can curse your family, you can curse anybody by what we say out of our mouths. So it's so careful to get in that word, learn that word, and learn how to speak the word and start speaking what your flesh say. Try not to speak what you see on TV. It's just that the tongue, you know, you have so much power in the tongue, and people just don't know it. So it's important to get those scriptures that I had just brought forward. And if you want to hear this again, this is Turn and Leaf Ministries. And we are on Facebook, and it's Turn and Leaf Ministries for Brandon Turner and Mary Mims. And I want to thank them for the opportunity to have a radio show on here. Again, my show is called The Ties That Bind. I am going to close. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how. Father God, I pray that I said something to encourage someone, to help someone, Father God. Let us know, Father God, that we can't just say anything out of our mouth, Father God, that we got to say what your words speak, Father God, so we won't hurt ourselves, Father God. So I pray that you continue to have your way in my life. Watch over me, Father God. Plead the blood over myself, over my family, over everyone that's listening in, Father God. And I pray that you continue to take everyone higher, Father God. I pray that you watch over Brandon Turner, watch over Mary Mills, continue to take them higher and turn Leaf Ministries. Let Brandon Turner dream be a success. In your son Jesus' name, continue to have your way in our lives. And I pray that everyone have a blessed day. Again, my name is Valencia Scott, and the name of mine is The Ties That Bind. Everyone be blessed. Amen.